All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Utah coach Kyle Whittingham. The Utes are home hosting Colorado on Saturday. Coach is on the line. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, just want to get your take. You win or lose against Colorado. What's sort of your takeaway from this season, and what are some of the lessons learned?
Well, takeaway is it's been a frustrating season, so for sure, and so many close calls and coming up short, which has been tough to deal with. But the one takeaway, without a doubt, is we need to continue to increase our team speed and on the perimeter, particularly wide receiver and in the secondary. That's job one for us in recruiting. It's overall, like I said, disappointing year, and we've got our work cut out for us going forward.
Is there something to be said for, I guess, handling success a little more? I mean, the Stanford win, there was so much euphoria after that, and then, you lost every game since. Is there something to be said about turning it around and moving on to the next week, that sort of thing?
No, there's something to be said about not losing your quarterback the next week. That's what that was all about. And that took away our momentum. We had a big win at Stanford next week. Quarterback hurts his hand the first quarter, and we got into a slide at that point. We were never able to recover.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Well, I was just going to get you to evaluate the quarterback position and how it kind of sets up for next year.
Well, that's a good question because we don't even know the answer to that with Travis's future being uncertain. And we won't know. The problem in recruiting now that we face is from what the latest medical reports that we have, it'll be at least 3 months before we know anything more about Travis's ability or inability to continue playing football. And so that is obviously well beyond signing day. And so it's puts us between a rock and a hard spot. We're doing all our research now and trying to determine which direction we're going to go. We did have one scholarship allotted for a quarterback, for a high school quarterback. We do have a commitment, and so that was what the end result was going to be for that position group for this year's recruiting class. But now, not knowing what Travis's status is and not being able to know until the recruiting is over, we've got some decisions to make on which direction to go and evaluating the true freshmen that are in the program now that are both redshirting. Actually, there's three of them in the program now. One, Micah Thomas had an injury during the season. But anyway, that's a big problem, and I can't give you a solid answer right now because we don't have a solid answer right now. We're still trying to determine what the best course of action is going to be for us. And obviously, we would love to have Travis back, but like I said, that's a big question mark at this point in time.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Dan Greenspan, NFL.com.
Good morning, Kyle. Can you talk about the progression of Trevor Riley over his years playing for you?
Yeah, he's progressed a great deal. He came to us 4 years ago, I guess 5 years ago now. 6'5", about 195 pounds, just a real lean athlete that had explosiveness and a lot of attributes, but just such a thin frame. And since that point in time, he's gotten bigger and stronger every single year. He's now 250 pounds, which is where we figured he'd top out at, 250, 255. So he has done a great job getting himself physically where he needs to be to take his game to the next level, and we think he's definitely a next-level guy he's served a dual role for us, defensive end and linebacker, depending on the scheme that we're playing that week. And so he's very versatile as well. So for the last several years, he's been a big play guy for us, an impact player. And like I said, he's steadily added weight to that frame to put himself into the position right now where we think he's got a good future beyond his college days.
Where do you think he'd be a better fit at in terms of defensive end versus outside linebacker? Do you have any?
Well, I think my own personal opinion is a outside linebacker in a 34 scheme where you're kind of a hybrid where you're going to rush the passer a certain percentage of the time and drop off into coverage a certain percentage of the time. I think that was what suits him best, and that's how we've used him in that capacity. And so, and we've had several guys here, Cole Meese, Paul Kruger, that have done that same thing for us and are flourishing in the NFL. So he's a lot like those guys, and I think that would probably be, in my estimation, a great situation for him. Also, maybe an outside backer in a 43 scheme. You know, he does a good job playing over the top of a tight end and those type of things. So I think maybe the pure defensive end in a 4-3 scheme would probably be a reach with his size. But, you know, he can still add a few pounds on and get himself to maybe 260. Whether that's big enough at that level, you know, remains to be seen.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Perfect. That'll do it, Kyle. Thanks again for your time. Appreciate you doing this all season with us.
Okay, you got it. Thank you very much.
Okay, you bet. See you.